Blog Talk Radio.
Will never end. The Red Sea is in front of you. Pharaoh and his army is behind you. But my brother, if you look your head up to the sky, God has not forgotten you. And his angels will camp around you. But he'll never leave you nor forsake you. His word is true. Did it for me. Every boy or girl.
To every boy or girl, let's see if their smile is gone.
See, I know.
I know exactly how it feels to lay in the bed at night.
All night long.
And cry.
Tear after tear.
And cry.
Don't you worry, darling, take a look at me.
Important, people of God, to get into the very presence of God. Nothing else matters now. In fact, I want you to find yourself right in the Holy of Holies. I see His presence. I'm in His presence. While I'm there thanking Him, I know that I have a right. Whatever I need, He will supply. I believe tonight somebody just wants Him to open up the windows of heaven for you. Let it rain. Send down your blessings, Lord. I just need you to move in this place tonight. I just need you to move in this place tonight. He's doing it right now. Hallelujah. Open the floodgates of heaven. Let it rain. Let it rain. Open of heaven, let it rain, let it rain. Help me somebody say it tonight.
Open the floodgates of
but I feel the rain. I feel the rain. I feel the rain. I feel the rain. Anybody feel the rain? Anybody in this place, you feel the rain?
I feel the rain.
Is there anybody in here, you feel the rain?
I feel the rain.
I feel the rain. Maybe you need to look at somebody and tell them, it's raining.
It's raining.
It's raining.
It's raining.
It's raining.
It's raining.
I want this to be the place where God lives. He resides in our worship. He resides in our praise to Him. He resides in us. So have your way, Jesus.
Help me say,
no more cloudy days.
Oh, but now.
Welcome, everybody. Happy Sunday. Good evening. I hope you're staying warm and dry. Welcome to the Inspiration Factory. This is an offering of Tiffany, the For Real Entertainment Network, and sponsored by Raw Links. Why be average? You can be raw. Both brainchilds and children of none other than our CEO, author Larry Maddox, a.k.a. For Real the Poet. Tonight you have little old me, Paul Sampson, a.k.a. Divine Inspiration, and my brother in praise, Van Meadows, a.k.a. Poetic. Van, how are you tonight? You know I'm feeling good. How about them Eagles? Are you muted, Van? He must be. I hope that's what it is. Let me see. Are you there, Van?
Oh, I was talking on mute.
Hey. I figured as much.
What's
going on?
I'm doing great. How you doing, bro?
I'm doing excellent.
Excellent. And you said the Eagles are undefeated. Yeah, they're undefeated. Yep. They're all right, I guess.
The numbers don't lie.
Waiting for them to play a real team thus far. I mean, they ain't played nobody yet.
What they always say.
The numbers don't lie.
Green's not a good color.
The numbers do not lie, Paul. The numbers do not lie. Look at who you've beaten and then come back. Let me know when y'all play like the Bills or the Chiefs, Ravens. Because y'all division.
I'm sure you'll know about the same time I do, and you'll hear me on the show saying the same thing I'm saying tonight.
They gotta make a believer out of me. Are you Eagles fans? You heard it from me first. You gotta make a believer out of me. Your schedule is off right now.
I tell you what, when we take this thing this year for 1 week solid, I want you to sport an Eagles hat.
That ain't gonna happen. I'm a diehard to my team. I would never wear another team ever. I wouldn't even make those kinds of declarations when I'm a diehard to my team. You would never see me donning any other football team's colors or ornaments. Yeah, it's just not gonna happen. Just not gonna happen.
I ain't mad at you. That's when you know that you're a true fan.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
You know, Van, I'm sure you were wondering, and some of the listeners were probably wondering why I played four songs instead of three, like I usually do. But there was a reason for those four particular songs. I don't know, there's a lot going on in my life. There's a lot going on in the world. There's just a lot of stuff that could weigh you down, depress you, or make you less than the conqueror that you're supposed to be. And that's been heavy on my heart. So those four songs is kind of how I'm dealing with it, and I think it's a pretty good recipe. And it starts with the first song, Let It Rain. You know, by just making that statement alone, you're accepting and acknowledging storms of your life. You know, and in some cases, you may even be asking him to let it rain, Father. Because the next step is to have your way. When you ask him to have your way, you're submitting to him. You're submitting those storms in your life to him. Yeah. And once you're in his hands, you have no choice but to make the declaration that the storm is over. Mm. Once my daddy gets his hands in the mix, that storm is over. We have to go back to that in the last song, Total Praise. Why wouldn't you? Why wouldn't you when he carried you through every storm in your life up to this point? And he ain't no slacker, so started carrying you. Trust and believe he will continue to carry you. We can't just get bogged down with the chaos of the world, with the signs that we see that we that have been foretold. I can't allow that to get me heavy in heart because of that recipe right there. So that's why I played those four songs. It just came to me and I had to share it. It's working for me. But that's
amen, brother.
For right this moment. How are things with you, my brother?
Oh, man. Man, things are good. Even when they're not good, they're good. You know what I mean? Like,
I know that's right.
We have the things about life that try to knock us off course, if you will.
Uh-huh.
But God is faithful.
Oh.
I mean, no matter what comes to shake us up, he is always ever so present in the midst, letting us know, I've got you.
Yeah. That's
so
one that
good,
you can
man.
Take to the bank.
Absolutely.
That's one you can take to the bank. In my 38 again years, he's never failed me. And for those of you who know me, know that's an actual 64. But he hasn't failed me yet. Man has failed me. Loved ones have failed me. Failed me. My God. Never. Not nary time. No, not once. And guess what? I don't believe you couldn't make me believe that he ever will.
Amen.
That's one of the, oh, man, you know what? I got the run of my mouth and getting tired of work. Would you do me a great big favor, my brother, my brother, my brother?
Absolutely. What you need?
Would you bring us in prayer? We need our daddy in the mix. Thank you.
Let us go to the throne. Most gracious Heavenly Father, Lord God, we humbly come to you, Lord, as always, asking forgiveness for our sins that we committed that you disapproved of. Father God, we pray that you will continue to extend your grace and mercy to us as the rest of our days go. I'm sure it's not the last time that we will do something that you're displeased of, but Father God, we pray that you quicken us so that when we're going through that path, that tunnel, whatever it may be to take us off course, you continue to provide a way of escape and we run to it. Father God, we want to continue to lift up our children to you, Lord God. We continue to ask for you to cover them in your hedge of protection. Because, Lord God, when they leave our sight, we have to entrust them to you to pray that they return back to us safely. Because, Lord God, we know that they see more than we've seen when we were kids, Lord God. So, Father God, please cover them. Father God, I pray for every poet, every caller, every listener, every host, Lord God, under the sound of my voice and not under the sound of my voice, Lord God, that you will continue to bless them mightily according to your will. Not our will, Father, but your will. Father God, because we desire to be more and more like Jesus every day. But we fall short, for we know the wages of sin is death. But Father God, you extend grace and mercy to us, and we love you for that. Thank you for not giving us what we deserve. Father God, we want to say that we love you, we praise you, and we worship you in spirit and in truth. In Jesus' precious name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you for that, man.
It's my pleasure. God be the glory.
Yes. He's the only one that deserves glorification. And in that, I think we fall short. But he loves us nonetheless. That's the beautiful thing. That's the beautiful thing.
Amen, Paul. Amen.
How's your father? That's what I meant to ask you, Lord.
My father is stubborn. Very, very stubborn.
Well, that's a good thing.
He's alive and well, but he's very stubborn. He does not heed doctor's orders at all. And I'll just leave it at that.
That's all right. We're going to keep him in prayer. We're going to give him the ultimate physician.
Yes.
What do you say, my brother, that we get things started up on here? All righty. And I'm going to let you flip your coin tonight.
Flip the coin. You want me to flip the coin?
Yes, and I'm going to pick heads. Because
you're going to pick heads.
The eagles are in the head.
All right, Paul said heads. Heads it is. So who's going first? So which one of us is going first, Paul? It was heads. Which one of us is first?
Well, I left that to you, my brother.
You won the coin toss, my brother.
Okay, so in that case, it was heads. You know what? I'm going to go first. That way I can close the mic in case I start coughing again. Excuse me. I'm fighting a little bit of a cold right now. But we don't let things like that stop us. Oh, that's the wrong piece. Here we go. This piece is called Epiphany. There should come a time if or when you are so blessed that light bulb finally goes off, where you finally get it, where you have that true epiphany, when you see the light, when, praise God, you are delivered because you have finally become ready to close the door to your dysfunctional, destructive, demonic night. You are now becoming the recipient of the greatest you. This is the best you will ever be. You are living and growing because you finally acknowledged your God-given epiphany. As we traverse the entirety of what has been our lives, we have been given rungs to the ladder, if you will, of our rise to this most blessed state. For me, I can now see, in hindsight, some of those wrongs. Like when I was given the strength to be in a place to write my poem and testimony, from crack to Christ. Oh, how that eye-opener inspired many, many songs of praise to have been sung. My Lord. Or when I was approached by... excuse me. Somebody called me right now. Give me one second. Okay, got it. I'm sorry. Or when I was approached by, embraced by, and empowered, inspired, and loved by my poetry family. Epiphany. Yet another rung available for me. And another rung most definitely was being witness to the birth of my oldest and now youngest nephew when he entered into his own God-given epiphany. As a pastor and vessel for God, for the birth of Greater Destination Family Church, and I put emphasis on the word destiny. The 30th rung today. My oasis and lifeline and source of strength in my epiphany of my life in Christ. Right in front of my eyes, those cloudy eyes that distorted all that I see. Those things that within, oh God, I thank you, Lord. Finally, in hindsight, I recognize thee. I am presenting to anyone who hears this word from God through me, one who is now claiming in the name of Jesus his new and true epiphany. Rebuke the scum that clouds your eye. In Christ, you too can finally be another blessed and highly favored recipient of your own true, God-given epiphany. Paul.
My brother, to God be the glory for that piece, man. Man, what an amazing way to start the show. Wow. What a testimony in the piece, though, Paul. You know, just giving glory and honor to him for where you've been, where you are, where you're going, and the people that are there with you. Phenomenal ink, my brother. Phenomenal ink.
Praise him. Praise God. He is the source. Okay, let me get back here for a minute. I was having a moment there.
That's all right. You know?
But, you know, I know that God uses every caller that calls into this platform. Just like I know I have a brother in South Carolina, as a matter of fact, who goes to the same source.
Yes,
for
sir.
His inspiration and his words. And that would be none other than Van Meadows, a.k.a. Poetic. So, my brother, I know you got something for us.
I do. The title of the piece is called Never Question.
And with that, the mic is yours, King.
I struggle in my walk. Though on my knees, I just talk about being not your favorite child, because of my trials and tribulations that drives me wild. As I labor tirelessly to do your will, and even still, I'm not complaining, Lord, just making observations. While my life has turned out the way it is, and though I make suggestions, it feels like my prayers fall on deaf ears. I pray for others unselfishly with no fear, knowing that you are a God of splendor. Your kingdom awaits me because I'm in your favor. So I'll take my lumps on the head and continually follow you instead. My steps are ordered by you. While it may be true, I can still feel your presence while I seek your imminence. That will bring an abundance of blessing. I'll have no room for guessing. Because I know my Heavenly Father will never leave me nor forsake me. No matter what my history shows, I just know I'm a child of the Most High, and I'll never question his why. Poem.
I know that's right. Now, you know, that poem brings a title to mind. Head that I'm going to have to write on, I think. Faith in the face of life. That's what that poem said to me.
Amen.
Despite all that you go through, the ups, the downs, the good, the bad, the wrong, you never doubted. You always knew that there was a safety net, a home base, so to speak.
Yes, sir.
Never question it. Because, you know, anything in life that you've gone through, he had a reason for allowing you to go through it. And when we get in these valleys, instead of adopting that woe is me mentality, we need to, Father, what is it that I'm to learn from this? How
yes.
is it that I'm to grow from this,
yes.
Father?
Yes.
So, even in the midst of chaos, we can find comfort when we have that faith. I love that piece there, man. Never question. No need to question.
To God be the glory. I just reached out to him to help me write.
I know that's right. And help you he did.
No bout of doubt. Well, you know, I'm a fat man in a skinny body, which is a fortunate thing right about now. Excuse me, because them two pieces right there was a nice meal. But, you know, I'm sure there's going to be some more delicacies added to this smorgasbord that we're having tonight. So, Van, what do you say we see what the next course is, huh?
Oh, man, I'm ready. I'm so ready.
All right. And, you know, we have none other than Brother O. What's good with you, my brother? How are you tonight?
Hey, hey, Brother O.
Hey, guys. How y'all feeling?
Feeling good, man. How you feeling?
I'm good.
I'm good. You didn't sound too convincing with that. What's going on?
I'm having a day, like a moment where, you know, just like this waiting just got me, I don't know, it's just, I'm ready to go home, I'm ready to get this over with. But yeah, I'm still here.
Yeah. Like I was just saying, in these valleys, we got to ask the Lord, what is it that I'm to learn from this, Father God? But you know, if you don't mind, let's go back to the throne right quick for one quick second, if you don't mind. Heavenly Father, we come before you right now, Father God. In the name of Jesus, asking and holding up our brother O, that you would touch him, Lord, that you would block the wiles of the enemy, Father God, trying to fill him with a spirit of impatience, spirit of uncertainty, Father God. Father God, fill him with your love right now, Lord, that he might remember that you are with him in the midst of this. Be okay as long as he continues to look to you, Father. Father God, we rebuke any attempts of the enemy to put doubt, confusion, angst in this brother's life who has been such a model to everyone else with his perseverance in this situation, Lord. Give him strength, Father God. Renew that fire under him, Lord. Give him the courage to tell Satan to get thee behind me. I look forward to you and what you're going to do in his life, Father. We thank you in advance for all that you have done for this brother, all that you are doing for him, and all that you will continue to do. And it's in the precious name of Jesus the Christ that we pray. Amen.
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 Yeah. Fight him, brother. Fight him. The enemy must see.
Yeah, I have to.
Your breakthrough right around the corner. He's trying to put some doo-doo in the equation. Tell him to get up out your face.
I know.
Greater is he that is within you. Anything outside. Now, my brother, I know you brought something to illuminate the masses. Yes.
There we go. Child, this poem is called "It Ain't Easy Being Away from My Family and Real Friends."
Amen. Mic is yours, Ken.
Okay, hold on. Give me one second. Okay, we got it. My dear brothers and sisters, it ain't easy not being able to see you face in person because of my current situation. It ain't easy not being able to go out to poetry session events for almost a year and not being able to perform before live audiences and give advice to fellow artists. It ain't easy not being able to travel to different cities at this time while I'm remaining in the holding pattern while still awaiting a heart transplant going on 11 months now. It ain't easy not being able to go out on dates with elder bachelorettes and beautiful sisters starting all over again after experiencing the death of my queen in January. Ain't easy not being able to hang out with my circle of real friends, find the real people to have a good time with. Ain't easy being in the hospital for nearly 11 months and not experiencing the feelings of loneliness due to being separated from my family, especially during the holidays. It ain't easy not being able to attend family gatherings, special events, parties, and enjoy the good times that life has to offer while I'm still in the hospital watching the parade go by. It ain't easy not being able to offer comfort and support to my family and friends while they are mourning the deaths of their loved ones. It ain't easy being in an unfamiliar place surrounded by complete strangers while I'm in my hospital room the majority of the time. The putting my future plans on hold until I finally receive the news that I'm about to receive a new heart. And I'm not the only one waiting on that phone call and an announcement. Dear brothers and sisters, I need to remind you that this waiting period that I'm going through right now will eventually come to an end. And you will see yours truly again in God's perfect timing. That's at peace.
Amen. Amen. I'm glad you made that declaration at the end. In God's perfect time. All things.
Yes, sir.
Beautiful, please. I hear a lot of, I don't know what to call it. I guess venting in that piece. And it's a good thing to get it out. Cause it's not easy, and I
right.
can't even begin to imagine you're going through.
Yeah.
But as I said earlier, you've managed to keep it at bay. You've managed to allow that, to allow God to use you.
Right.
And just recognize it. The light at the end of the tunnel will make it all worthwhile. Everything that we're going through on this place called Earth, when we get to that glorified body, when we get to heaven, everything we went through, it's been worth it. So hang in there, my brother. You're definitely my prayers, man.
Appreciate it.
Amen. You got to keep, Brother O, in this piece I hear your plea. It's never easy.
And, no, it's not.
God doesn't always give us easy, you know? Sometimes he wants to see us activate our faith and really
right.
let our faith walk and talk for us. So even though it's
yeah.
not easy, bro, you just continue on, brother. You continue fighting the fight. Because God
mm-hmm.
hears you. And eventually you'll be back out there, man, amongst the eligible bachelors, you know, trying to get your life back together, you know. I understand the loss
yeah.
of your queen in January. But
yeah.
I'm sure that she wouldn't want you to just be alone. You know what I mean?
Exactly. Exactly. Those thoughts of being alone. They just come at times, you know, I'm like, okay, I'm gonna be by myself the rest of my life. I might as well get used to it. But as I say, my brother, I just gotta keep pushing. Gotta stay faithful and just believe, just keep believe, keep just as keep being faithful, and just being consistent and faithful. You know, that's what this challenge is.
Yes, sir.
It's been a been a challenging year, you know, full of highs and lows. But I know at the end of the, as all said and done, it's all going to be for my good anyway. You know what I mean?
Indeed, brother. Indeed.
Absolutely.
The Bible says everything you go through in life will work together for your good. I don't care what it is.
Yes, sir.
Absolutely. Absolutely. You know, I want to be a witness to the first poem you write after you get that heart.
Oh, yeah.
I want to hear, that's going to be a testimony for the world.
And I'm gonna that poem that you said is gonna be on a few on this real the CD called Brother O the Real OG. That's gonna be if you thought here's the thing, brother, says I put out a CD project while I was in the hospital. Now who does
mm-hmm.
that? Who do you there you go, Brother Paul. I put it out recently, and the people here at the hospital loved it. The ones that listened to it on Friday, I got that CD on Spotify. You have the app.
Oh, okay.
Go to Brother O the Living Milk Professor Porch, and it pull up the playlist, and have the album, the CD, its cover. The tracks on my page, you know, just check it out. If you have Spotify, you can listen. I posted a link directly to it. It takes you directly to Spotify. It takes you directly to the playlist.
Make sure you put that in the event page for me, brother.
Sure, sure. But I'm just going to say it's available on Spotify as a playlist. Listen
okay.
to it, and you're
going to
love it.
I'm sure I will. I'm sure they will. I might listen to that right after the show.
Yeah.
All right, my brother.
Sure.
We're going to send you over to the Praise Lounge. Oh, I'm sorry. Brand, do you have something to say?
Oh, no, you're good, man. You're good.
I wish you could have just seen me. I'm sitting there holding my tablet up to my ear. And the phone down to look at, like the tablet was my phone.
Oh wow!
It's the blame it on the cold medicine, but brother. We're gonna send you to the Praise Lounge, and I hope you're gonna hang out with us for a little while.
Sure, thank you. I appreciate it.
Awesome,
appreciate you, brother.
God bless you, my
no
brother.
Problem.
One love, one mic.
One love, one mic. Thanks, guys. Appreciate y'all.
You already know. We be family. Family.
Absolutely.
And a quick mention again that you're listening to the Inspiration Factory, an offering of Epiphany, the For Real Entertainment Network. 319-527-6300 is the number to dial to listen. If you'd like to come on and share something with us, press 1, and we'll be sure to bring you in. And you got one of your go-go brothers in the audience here, Van. I don't know if I should open his mic or not. He's been misbehaving the last couple of shows, and, you know, I don't know. What you
Uh-oh.
Think? What you
Uh-oh.
Think? Should we let him
Is
on?
This my, is, we should definitely let him on.
Okay.
Hey, how's it going? I got a corn right here to see who's going to freestyle.
Oh,
I got a coin. Heads or tails? Oh, now. Heads or tails now. Come on. Can I get a blessing from the coin to say heads or tails? So you're going to freestyle.
Yeah.
In my chat with Bozeman Boys from Black Panther, we don't do that here.
yeah, I can't get my coin flipped. I'm yeah. trying to see who's going to go heads and tails.
Oh, my goodness. You, my brother.
What's the anointing is in the building, ain't it? You can't let the door. You can't let the anointing go right out the window.
You know, Van and I have already
one of my favorites.
So
you
it's up to the.
I want to say
rest of the callers, like yourself.
I want to say. Oh, I'm sorry. I'm sorry, freestylers. Go ahead. I want to say one of my favorite songs is, you know, I want to say, Brother O, be encouraged. You know?
Yes.
Let the devil know that you encouraged. Let him know. And, you know, what was it? What's his name? Murphy? Oh, God. I know his name. And the other song that I like is I made it through another day journey. God help me here. Yes, I made it. Yes, I made it. Y'all know about that song, right?
Yeah. Hey, Van.
Yeah.
We got
yes, sir.
We got us a freestylist and a singer, huh?
Yeah.
He's talking about the anointing.
I'm going to say. Okay. I'll tell you what. I'm on freestyle. Like, my mom is a bishop, right?
Uh-huh.
Okay. So I'm on freestyle like if my mom was preaching.
Uh-huh.
I'm going to take a dedication to my mom, to my mommy, and freestyle like it's you, because my mom is a dynamic preacher. You know, that's how I get my poetry. Yeah, my mother. So.
Why? The mic is yours, King.
I'm going to call, the name is Freestyle. Sorry, y'all, I got a freestyle. It's The Power of God. I'm coming here today to let you know right now, don't you get stuck in that situation and the love of the generation. You see, I need to show you a demonstration. Don't get stuck and think that you can't be what God has for you in your plan. I need you to understand that God is heavy and demand that you be the best that God has for you. See, the power of God, acknowledging his presence, making the big investment, I need you to bring your soul down to the altar. Be familiar with your soul and your goal, and you will behold that God is for everything for you. What is we have gone through our trials and tribulations, and it seems like we are faced with a whole type of difficult situations, but I come to you with the power of God. Don't you dare think that because you're broke, that you are broken. Don't you, because you are homeless, you can't get a home. Don't you dare think that it's getting hard with your family member, so you might as well give up. I'm here with the power of God. I cannot get a witness. Can I get a witness that God would take care of business? Can I get a witness that God's love is tremendous? You see, we are in a society that love of God is in his variety, that he is love that's not quietly at building a dynasty. Don't you dare go ahead and feel like the negative entity is fulfilling your whole mind and that you become blind, that Jesus open up your eyes. You'll be surprised what's blessing, what he's addressing, what he's investing, and you will learn a lesson that no weapon be formed against you
The power of God, the power that redeemed, the power that love is like, it smells so good like perfume. You will know. Generosity is like the apostrophe. God is willing to bring you into your purpose. Love is right in this service. We are dynamic. We are on this planet. I need you to take a stand. I need you to stand up. Because haven't God looked out for you then? He's looking out for you now. He's looking out for you forever. Won't he do it? Will he do it? He did it then. Just believe and have the faith of a mustard seed when we all agreed that the power of God is the power of love forever. This is Automatic Charismatic Lurk Lynch. Here he gets into my land for I've been dry.
Go on, preacher. I think you did your mama proud. You did your mama proud. Yeah.
That sounds like a minister. That's like a minister in poetry.
Mm-hmm.
I'm trying to get some anointing of freestyling. Try to, hold on. I'm about to throw this water freestyling on Van.
Uh-oh.
I'm about to baptize him with freestyling.
Yeah, all right, brother. You better go over to the altar, lay yourself on it, and ask God if that is truly thine will.
What you say, Van? You didn't get that memo?
I did not.
What y'all come down there and get baptized in the Lord has a freestyle for you both. I'm going to go ahead and baptize y'all in freestyling.
I will say this about Brother O. He's definitely persistent. He is tenacious.
Yeah.
We will see.
Yes.
If it's his will, it'll be done.
Absolutely.
It has to be done. His will. Amen.
All right, my brother, I thank you, as always, for coming through, sharing of your time with us, sharing of your blessings and your anointing with us.
You know, you want to cry because you telling the freestylers. You know, I you know what? I have to pray to God every time I get on this line because I got to say, God, please match my energy with their freestyling too. You know, God, just match my. Lord. And be with me.
What state are you in?
Oh, I'm in Virginia, but can I say something that, please, is very important to me?
Okay.
Can I say something?
I hope I don't regret
this. How about them Cowboys?
Oh, my God.
That's all I wanted to say. It was very important to me. I felt the...
Did you just bang on him? Hit that button. My bad.
Mr. Automatic Charismatic, you did it to yourself. You know you can't come as a Cowboy fan, talk to an Eagles fan. I don't even know why you even tried that.
You know this is a profanity-free platform. You come in here using that kind of profanity. One love, one mic. God bless you, Automatic. Goodbye.
One love, one mic, bro.
No, he didn't come up here using that such language. He already changed himself.
My go-go brother forgot where he was momentarily, ladies and gentlemen. He forgot. It's all right.
Oh, that man there. That man right there. What are you going to do with him? But love him?
That's all you can do, brother. Man. Well, who we got next?
Mr. Blessing. We have a sultry voice diva. None other than Miss VIP. Hey, lady. Hey, how you doing?
Hi. How's everybody?
How you doing?
Hey, what's going on?
Doing good, honey. How are you?
I'm good. I'm good. Good. Anyway.
That's good to hear. Because I know y'all had
great
a little,
start,
little frightening experience down there.
Yeah, I'm glad I just wasn't in that zone, you know. I'm really glad I wasn't in that zone. Evac zone, so it was a ways from me, but about an hour and a half away. But I just thank God we were okay. Mm-hmm.
Praise me.
Amen.
I guess y'all get them some.
I heard South Carolina got it, too.
We did, but close to the shoreline, and it didn't really affect me. Just little sprinkles and wind, so it wasn't too bad here in my area.
Little sprinkles, man.
We had
dumping on us.
Y'all had the biblical rain, didn't you?
Yeah, we did.
Yes, we did.
Mm-hmm.
I know that close to ground zero. Y'all had what they call that vertical rain. Now that's a sight to see. When the rain is actually going side to side, the wind is blowing so hard. I've seen that before, and that's a little disconcerting. I've been in some storms, but when to see the rain go from side to side, that ain't nothing nice. But praise God, we're all here. And we survived yet another storm because of his mercy, his grace.
That's right.
So, my queen, what you got for us tonight?
This is a short piece. I was doing it while doing the intro of the show, so thank goodness. But
okay.
Y'all ready?
Been there many times. Yes, ma'am. The mic is yours.
Thank you. The devil tried to hinder my peace. I had difficulties thrown at me. And when I tried to get over them, the enemy distracted me. So I prayed for peace. I kept in mind that the Lord is always with me. If he calmed the sea, he will calm me. I heard a sermon today called Protect Your Peace about the word shalom unto you. So whatever happens, whatever happens, as long as the Lord dwells in you, you can have that peace that surpasses all understanding in health, in your job, whatever it is. I learned I don't have to be anxious, and no matter what happens to me, I can breathe in peace and let it go. If someone offends me, disappoint me, I can have peace. So I say to you, shalom, peace be unto you. And that's that piece.
Wow. Let's see, Van. Oh, I just jotted this down right at the intro.
Right.
I wasn't
right.
home. I was around. I was around the corner at the parents. I had to rush home.
But that piece shows a clear indication that you know the source of your peace. And with that one, those three words that you use, you said you prayed for peace.
Mm-hmm.
That says it all right there. You know, prayer is the greatest weapon we have. It's the only weapon that won't backfire on us. It won't shoot out a dud. It won't get so hot that the barrel burns your hand. None of that. There is no weapon known to man, greater than the power of prayer.
Amen.
None of that.
So I thank you for that piece. You know, we all know this, of course, anyway, but that there's no confusion within the body of Christ. Just the way these poems are being done tonight,
is perfect example of that. None of this was known prior to this. It just is open mic. But this is what happens when my brother prays the programming and we start off on the right note. You know, he's here and he guides us.
Yes.
Boy, I tell you, my daddy is a wonderful thing. My daddy is wonderful. Yes. I'm being selfish. Man.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. This is a really, really, really good short piece from his VIP. To God be the glory for the power that's written in the piece. And you deliver so eloquently and so beautifully. Great piece.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Y'all always have questions and things on your show for folks when they call in there. I have a question for you tonight.
What's the question?
What you got going on in the Epiphany world?
Okay, well, every Wednesday evening at 9 p.m. is Eastern Standard Time in the Erotic Love Zone with my beautiful diva, La Perla Negra. The topic is unknown right now, but best bet it's going to be good. So y'all come through and have some fun with us. So that's it.
Well, if y'all listen to this show ever, or any other show on Epiphany, you know, they don't never give up what the title is or what the theme is for that show. I think they do it on purpose just to make you go out of curiosity. But on those occasions that I do make it there, I've never been disappointed. So y'all don't have nothing to do on that night. Y'all know what to do. Pick up your phone.
That's right.
I guarantee you'll enjoy yourself. Well,
right.
Amen. I'm so glad you're safe. Family is safe. I'm so glad you came through tonight. I'm so glad you raised your hand. I'm just in a glad mood, I guess. But I hope you hang out with us for a little while.
I'm going to try.
Okay. Well, we all know that life happens. And sometimes we can't do what we want to. But I'm glad you came through.
Absolutely.
Man, you got anything for my sister? My sister, my God, boy, I'm awful selfish tonight.
I've already given my commentary, Sir Paul.
Okay. All righty. So with that being said, my queen, you can go over there, and I'm sure automatically we'll be able to keep you occupied for a little while. You might even do a freestyle for it.
Oh, my goodness.
Thank you for calling in, Adrian. One love, one mic.
God bless you both.
God bless you, Queen.
One love, one mic.
Thank you.
One love, one mic.
I know she gonna be mad at me.
Why?
I mentioned freestyle. But automatic, you know, I'm sure if he wasn't even paying attention, his ears focused in on that word. Freestyle. Let me stop being silly. And we're going to go on to the next caller, which happens to be calling from area code 210. 210, welcome to the Inspiration Factor. Who do we have on the mic?
Hey, good evening. This is Kimbrella Renee. How are y'all?
Hey, Kimbrella,
well,
doing good.
Hey.
How you doing?
I am doing good. I'm doing much better now. What's going on, girl?
Oh, I appreciate you, my brothers. I'm doing good. I just had to make sure. I've been trying to make it in, you know, pretty much as I can, but, you know, it's been, you know, with late nights and now school's back in session, you know, so I got to get up extra early tonight. I said I had the moment to do so I was going to make it through and stop through and say hello to my brothers.
Wow,
we
thank
appreciate
you so much.
You.
Definitely.
Thank you so much.
Yeah.
Indeed,
yeah.
I'm enjoying what I hear.
Huh?
Amen. Praise God.
I said I was enjoying what I've heard so far.
Oh, amen. And there's somebody else here that's going to kick it up a notch. That is, if she's going to bless us with a piece.
of course, of course. I would not dare come through and not do so. Ooh, when you are ready.
Thank you, because that pregnant pause scared me for a half a second. Cause I love to hear you. The mic is yours, queen.
All right. This ain't about metaphors. Double entendres or winning scores, titles, likes, or notoriety. It's about the right in me while he's writing me. The fight in me. The laugh and the cry of me. The lows and the highs of me. The naive and the wise of me. And surprisingly, I once became complacent with hiding me. Never enjoyed the front row, aggressively slapped praise and accolades down like block shots in the fourth quarter with 1 second on the clock. Felt unworthy of that very spot I was being called to, even sent the divine calling to voicemail a time or two. Didn't realize that the scuff marks on the front of my shoes were from hanging on the ankles of self-abuse. My enemy was becoming my worst enemy. Dragging me into condemned spaces when from the hairs on my head to the heels of my feet, he already saw me as sacred. But see, I listened to the world's lies and drew beams in my own eyes until he called me out through the lines of Matthew 7:5, because living righteously is a consistent climb out of the low that we often settle for. The trials, they build muscle. The tribulations make them ache. And when those nights seem longer than days, I used to look into those back roads that didn't call on me to be seen arise. Because on each corner and every side, all I saw were the high tides of my low decisions. All I saw was shame and guilt, finger snapping photos of my weakest positions. All I saw were layers of what I accepted that were insufficient of how he funded me. I kept trying to cash checks that he voided because it was easier, because it felt safe, never realizing how far I was walking away from his grace. I was fighting with stubbornly built walls, vicious cycles, and a murderous tongue, becoming dizzy, spinning right back into the same place I started from, inert, with no understanding of how to move, couldn't even trust my own judgment or point of view. Fear jumped in, and it laid with me. It stayed with me, wrapped around me like an anaconda, restricting everything I was taking for granted. Have you ever stared down the throat of what wanted to swallow you whole and then realized the mouth that was connected to those very demons was your own? All I smelled was death and smoke while stepping over the charred carcasses of my hopes and dreams. Tried to give them a funeral, and then he intervened through the right in me, even as the flesh and spiritual sides of me were colliding, because he wants to rise in me. But I've got to come out of hiding to reveal how he confides in me, how he heals and deals with me privately, because no matter how well I flip these words, they will never land in a blessed stance if the right in me is not guided by his hand. Peace.
Whew.
Van, I'm going to let you tackle that first.
I mean, man, hurricane is what you are. You came through, you stormed your way in, and you yielded your pen to the power of the Holy Spirit. And what a beautiful, beautiful piece of poetry it is. You're amazing. Has anyone ever told you that?
Thank you. I appreciate it. And you know what?
I second
whenever
that emotion,
said,
man.
Whenever that said, I got to give it all to the Most High, because if he did not put this in me, I would be nothing, period.
Amen.
I appreciate
Amen.
It. Don't get me wrong. I appreciate it, but I always got to turn it back to him, because without him, it's not even a gift.
Yes.
Man.
Yes.
Man.
Amen. Paul.
I don't know. That piece was just phenomenal. There was an element of transparency. There was an element of disappointment, but it all came together with victory. The wordplay was sick in that. umbrella. I'm with Van on that. Yeah, hurricane is the perfect perfect type of
Listen, I really appreciate y'all, and I'm glad you pointed out the things that you heard, because here's the thing. God will take and place who he wants to place in the positions he wants them in.
Yes.
You know, I know there have been times where all of us might have looked at a person and said, that person? What? That? Yeah, that person, because there's a testimony and a plan that's far beyond what you can fathom. And I will tell you that I have had problems dealing with being put in positions because I don't like a lot of attention. So I struggle with that from time to time. But after you fight God and realize your arms are too short to box with him, and you get dragged a little bit,
okay.
You're like, okay, God, I'm going to go.
Been there, done that.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, and it's funny because it seems like the very things that you don't want to do are the things that he somehow just puts in your path so that you have to do them.
Yeah, and you got to put your human side, you know, your natural, you know, you got to push that to the side. He'll take care of the supernatural, because I always look at, why you want to place me there? You know, I done messed up, made this bad decision. And he's like, why not you? What's the reason why? Because I want people to see what I can do with people like you, people who don't feel too confident, may not feel like they always made the best decision in life, but I want people to see how I can turn that around. So why not you?
Yes.
Absolutely. Wow. That one line in that piece, that you said something about the high tide of your low decisions. I thought you were standing right here in front of me with your eyes boring into mine, telling me that that they spoke to me.
Yeah. You know how it is. You know, we can be our worst enemy a lot of times, and we harp on things that God has long forgiven us for. But we're our own enemy sometimes, and we got to get out of our own way. And that's the whisper of, you know, the enemy. That's those lies and the whispers that, you know, the enemy wants to tell you, like, yeah, but look at what you did yesterday, and God is already over that and move you on to something
right.
bigger. You got to get out of your own way. You got to get out of your own way. You know, they say the enemy, you know, convicts you all the time. Time and time again, he will whisper into you and then drop you right there where you at when he's done. God will pick you up, dust you off, and make you new.
Yes, he will.
Preach.
And the insanity is? Yes. The insanity in that is it happens on numerous occasions.
Absolutely. I'm saying it tonight, and I promise you I probably will go through it again this week. You know, that's just how it is. But it's all a part of growth, you know, and you surround yourself with people that remind you of who you are when you can't see it.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely. Kimbrella, I thank you so much for coming through with that tonight. I needed to hear that one.
No problem. I had to, like I said, it's been on my mind for, I hope you guys never think for 1 minute if I'm not here for a long time, that is not a thought. But, you know, sometimes life just gets in the way, and I just had to, it was on my heart to come through, so I had to make sure I came through.
We appreciate you. We never think that.
Most definitely. So are you coming back to any shows anytime soon, or are you doing any shows with us?
Oh, yeah. Well, you know, I'm third host of Renaissance Poetry. That is along with the main host, Keith Eric, event page hostesses are myself and Sister Taraji, also, you know, Trisha Stanberry, also known as Sister Taraji. Every other Friday, in fact, this Friday, October 7th, you will be live 9 p.m. Central, 10 p.m. Eastern. And that is a show where, you know, you come as you are, you spit what is most confident in your spirit to spit, the thing that you feel good about. And we celebrate art together, all colors, shades, genres, that we do it all for the love of art.
Love it.
Beautiful,
beautiful. Now, correct me if I'm wrong. You were one of the originals of Epiphany, weren't you? You were back in the beginning, weren't you?
Yes. Yeah, so I was actually I became part of Epiphany before it became Epiphany. It was part of the butterfly effect. So it was in the birthing stages of Epiphany when Pharrell, you know, our CEO, Pharrell the Poet, he transitioned from being in, you know, collaboration with another network and decided to take on, you know, something of his own, a dream of his own, which then became Epiphany Radio. And I came right when that transitioning was happening. So that was like 2012, 2013. And, yeah, you know, I was one of the original hosts of the Inspiration Factory, which you were doing such a well job of keeping them alive.
Oh,
so, yeah.
Thank you. Thank you.
Awesome to see it blossom. It's awesome to see where we've all blossomed.
Absolutely.
Sister Taraji was back in them days too, wasn't she?
Oh, yeah, she was before me. Pharrell and Taraji have been doing this for, ooh, I want to say like 2009 maybe, going as far back as that. You know, I came 3-4 years later, but, yeah, they those two were had their feet in the grounds of this, you know, in like 2009. So it's been a long time. But like I said, I love to see how Pharrell had a seed that was planted and then decided to take off on his own. He paid attention to what God was telling him, and he went and expanded into a network of his own and grew us into where we are today.
Amen. That must have been really cool to see the birth of this.
Yeah, absolutely.
I'm a lot younger than you guys. I came about 4 or 5 years after you, I believe.
Yeah,
but I've been here about
year,
6-7 years now.
Yeah, I remember. I remember when you came, Paul. I remember, you know, when we met. I remember the page we were on, the exchange we had. Like, I remember it all. I remember it all, and you know. Then, you know, you coming in, being a station manager.
Absolutely.
And bringing what you bring to the table. You know, everybody's got a story and a piece of Epiphany to bring to it, which makes it so beautiful. And I just want to let y'all never forget that. We are a very long-lasting network amongst many that have come and gone. And there's an element to why that is. And I hope that we never, ever forget that. It's bigger than poetry. It's bigger than the oohs, ahs, and the highlights and the names, glitz and glamour. We go beyond Blog Talk. We actually check on each other. We actually see how our brother and sister is doing. We actually can confide in our brother and sister. Never, ever, ever forget that for 1 second, because that is a God-given thing. And once we forget that, things can change. But just keep that in the forefront.
Definitely.
Absolutely. Very well said, you know, because and so true, because I mean, this is my family, you guys, you know, and with all the ups and downs and everything that you have with a family, this is what we are. But through it all,
that's right,
that love,
it's like blood family. Listen, you know, your blood family can get on your nerves, you know what I'm saying? This is a true story, and that's family. That's what we do, but we grow through it.
So right.
Absolutely.
I love y'all. I don't want to take up all the time because I know you got some people coming in, but I just wanted to make sure that I made it a point to come through. I love you all. Continue to do
love
what
you
do. One love and one mic.
One love, one mic.
Definitely love you. One love, one mic. Wow. I'm going to get ready to call it Sister Taraji. Like I said, blame it on the meditation. Now let me find my tablet. Here we go. There we go. Wow. I can imagine, man. I'd have loved to have been back there to see how all of this came about, how it was all birthed.
Oh, man, that would be amazing. Thanks for the archives. We can go back and we can listen to it, you know?
Okay. That's the thing about all of this.
You know?
I see we have another caller down there. I'm not going to mention any names, but her initials are Gwen C. I didn't know if she didn't know her hand wasn't raised or not. I just thought I'd throw that out there. Not that
Not that I would dare throw anybody under the bus, because you know I would never do that, man.
What? We're not going to do that. Electricity, God, don't strike with the lightning. I believe she's just listening, as she does faithfully.
That's
you
awesome.
Know.
That's awesome. But what I would like to do is take one quick short music break, because I have to do something, and then we're going to come back in, and if you wouldn't mind giving us that wonderful Epiphany rundown.
Absolutely.
Awesome, awesome. All right, well, here we go.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah.
Amen.
All right. We're coming up on the 11 o'clock hour in about 11, 12 minutes.
Vance, would you mind giving us that powerful, wonderful 50 rundown for the week?
Absolutely. It'd be my pleasure. Ladies and gentlemen, join Epiphany Radio tomorrow night for King and Queen's Quarters with Queen Simmons and King Atterbury. Tuesday night's going to be Fly Speak with your host, Mojave. Wednesday night's going to be The Erotic Love Zone with Miss VIP and La Pearl La Negra. And then Thursday night, y'all, is going to be The Get Down with J. Rob, the Wise Son, and yours truly, Poetic. Friday night, you just heard Renaissance Poetry with Keith Eric, Kimbrella Renee, and Trisha Stanberry running the event page. And then Saturday night, y'all, is going to be Let's Talk About It, where we do date night differently with yours truly, Poetic. And then next Sunday, we'll be right back here in another installment of the Inspiration Factory with your host, Paul Sampson, a.k.a. Divine Inspiration, and yours truly, Poetic. Paul, back to you.
Well, thank you, sir. Well, folks, this is the way we're going to wind up this evening. So if there's anybody out there that wants to raise their hand, do so now, because we're going to do our most important public service announcement. And we're going to pray. But for a few more minutes, I just feel like hearing some music. I'm going to be playing some music, but that will be the conclusion of our show. I'm just tired of, I don't want y'all to hear me sniffling and all this craziness, so I'm trying to get off the phone. So let me shut my mouth, and if Van would give us public service announcement, and then I'm going to pray, and then we're going to go into music ministry. But before
Absolutely.
We do that, I just want to thank everybody for their participation and their presence here, support of the program. Van?
Absolutely. Ladies and gentlemen, we've heard some poetry, we've heard some praise through song, we've heard testimonies, we've heard from God. And if you don't know the God that we hear from, and you would like to come into the knowledge of him, you would like to see why it is that we can boast and brag about him, please reach out to myself or Paul Sampson, and we will usher you into the presence of the Lord through his written word and through our experiences. But that decision is totally up to you and what you decide to do. So please, connect with us and we'll be happy to bring you and welcome you into the kingdom. Paul.
Thank you for that, man. All right. So folks of mine, meeting me at the phone. Heavenly, most gracious Father, we thank you for this evening. Another opportunity to come together as one, to praise your name, Lord, to edify and uplift one another, Lord. Father God, as we depart from this platform, we ask that you would go with us individually, Father, that you would wrap your hedge of protection around us and our families, Lord, that you would continue to use us to spread your word, Father God. Use us as examples, Father God, how we should strive to live a life pleasing to you. Father God, for those who are in less than perfect health, Father God, we ask that you would be with them through this journey, that you would make your presence known to them, Father God. For those that are going through heartache and the loss of someone, Father God, touch them, give them your peace, Lord. For those of us that are just in our usual, in our way selves, Father God. Thank you for bearing with us, but Father God, help us, guide us. Send those persons into our paths to help us get up out of our own way. Father God, we love you. We thank you, and we praise you. And it's in the precious and mighty name of Jesus the Christ that I pray. Amen.
Amen.
God bless you all. Brother O, this one's for you.
Yeah. Oh, oh, oh. I need. from my chores, cause I'm tired of crying all night, just for my soul. Lord, I need thee, oh, I need thee, to take away this pain and misery, cause God, I just can't do this by myself. I need a help, Lord.
I need a healing for my soul.
Yeah,
give me a healing for my soul.
Please,
I don't need me, Lord.
Gave my body and my soul away. Now I come to you, cause I need to be whole. Heal my soul, Lord.
I need
you, Lord.
Heal my soul.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Give me a healing for my soul.
Please heal me. Oh,
my
I'm so broken heart.
Give me a healing for my soul.
No! Listen, for those of you that are going through, for those of us that are waiting on his promise, understand God has not forgotten you. When times get tough, you got to look up to heaven and encourage yourself and say,
they shall mine up on wings. Like an eagle that soars.
They
shall mine up in wings.
They shall P. Keith. John P. Keith.